You're listening to The Morning Show on 89.3 The Current. I'm Jill Riley. Minnesota Public Radio and the Fitzgerald Theater are proud to welcome the Tobolowsky Files to the UBS Forum here at Minnesota Public Radio in St. Paul tonight, and the show is sold out. The Tobolowsky Files is a four-part storytelling series about life, love, and Hollywood, and it's written and performed by actor and writer Stephen Tobolowsky, and it's one of the top-rated podcasts on iTunes. Like most character actors, you probably know their roles, but not so much their names. So who the heck is Stephen Tobolowsky? Well, he played the part of the annoying classmate and insurance agent Ned Ryerson in Groundhog Day. You might know his work from, a couple hundred movies, including Memento and Spaceballs and TV shows Glee and Californication. And we have him on the line. Stephen Tobolowsky, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, thank you for being with us here on 89.3 The Current, and we look forward to seeing you in St. Paul tonight.
Oh, I'm so thrilled. I've never been to Minnesota before, and I hear it's almost sweater weather.
It's nice. We're just right in, but just that in-between summer and fall time. So, no, the snow won't be flying quite yet, so you'll be lucky that way.
Oh, that's good. I hear it gets as cold there as like a warm day on Mars. I mean, like literally, like 75 below and things like that. So I'm not going to be.
Well, January, January, February. So you've planned this trip very well. So, Stephen, I brought up the role that you had in Groundhog Day, and a bunch of us around the office were just watching scenes from your character, Ned Ryerson. What was your favorite part about playing that character? What do you remember most about that role in Groundhog Day?
Well, there was a remarkable event that sort of happened the first day. I shot the beginning of my street scene the very first day of shooting of Groundhog Day, and they had a lot of townsfolk gathered to watch Bill Murray and I shoot. And I remember we came down to the square. It was 6:30 in the morning. I was exhausted. I came from another movie shoot, and I hadn't slept all night. And I got there, and looking across the street was a face that I recognized. It was the face of David Nichols. I had only seen David Nichols four other times in my life. The time before I saw that face was when I did Great Balls of Fire in Memphis, Tennessee, and I got married to my wife, Ann Hearn. David was there. He was the set decorator of Great Balls of Fire. The time before that I saw David Nichols was my first day in L.A., and David Nichols was working on a movie called New York, New York, and he invited me down to the set, and I had lunch the first day I came to L.A. with Robert De Niro, Liza Minnelli, and Martin Scorsese. And I thought, like, that was going to happen, like, every day of my life in L.A. But the first time I saw David Nichols in my life, I was 15 years old, and David Nichols directed me in my first play in high school.
Wow.
And now David Nichols was standing in the crowd of people. Fourth time I'd seen the man in my life. I was so scared to be acting with Bill Murray, so exhausted. And I looked, and David Nichols from out of nowhere smiled, gave me a thumbs up, and I felt like magically everything was going to be okay.
The scenes that you did with Bill Murray, was any of that improv or was that all pretty much written out? Because I have to imagine that you guys had to, have a little fun with it or to be playful with those roles.
It was both. It was very carefully scripted out by Danny Rubin and Harold Ramis, very carefully scripted out. But Bill and I also goofed around a little bit in the takes. It's amazing, though, in the movie, how many takes were the first takes that were used, like Bill punching me in
which
the
is one of that my favorite.
Thank you so much. That was the first take. Bill hugging me in the street, that was a first take. And the very first street scene, we used most of the first take. One thing people don't realize about Groundhog Day is that there was an unknown character in the movie, and that was the day itself. Because the day had to be repeated, right? It had to be the same day Bill experienced every day.
Mm-hmm.
So Harold Ramis didn't know what kind of weather conditions he wanted that day to be. He didn't know if he wanted the repeated day to be sunny, cloudy, snowy, rainy. So not only did Bill and I have to do all of those scenes over and over and over again, but we had to shoot them in every weather condition so that at the end, Harold Ramis could piece together what the singular repeated day would be. And so not only do we have Groundhog Day shot many times, but in a vault somewhere, we have it shot in every weather condition.
I'd love to see that in some sort of, you know, special DVD release or something. We're talking with Stephen Tobolowsky here on 89.3 The Current, and he's in town tonight, the UBS Forum here at Minnesota Public Radio in St. Paul for the Tobolowsky Files. So, Stephen, you've had a career as a character actor. When did you find sort of this, second career as a storyteller? When did that happen for you?
Oh, dear. Well, I guess that happened like it happens to a lot of us, kind of by accident. I had a terrible accident probably about, well, I always told stories. In my life, I told stories. But to really be a storyteller, doing it in person, about 5-6 years ago, I had a terrible accident where I broke my neck.
Oh.
Yeah. I was riding a horse in Iceland on the side of an active volcano. I mean, what could possibly go wrong?
Of course you were. So, right. Okay.
So I come back to America. The doctor looked me in the eye and said I had a fatal injury, which I thought was a terrible misuse of the word fatal. And I couldn't do anything for the next 3 months, 3.5 months. And I realized what would have happened if what the doctor said was true. And in that blink of an eye when I fell off of that horse, I could never have seen my kids or my wife again. So that is when, in that 3.5 months, I began writing down the stories of my life, which became the Tobolowsky Files, so my children would know who their dad was in case I ever decided to get on a horse again, mm-hmm. which I didn't really do. But that's when the stories began. Those stories became recorded and were put on public radio. And that's when Simon and Schuster heard the stories and said, can we make a book out of them? And some of those stories are in the Dangerous Animals Club. And some of those stories I'll be doing tonight, actually, from the Dangerous Animals Club.
Are all your stories drawn from personal experience? You know, how much is real? How much is fiction?
This is what I have learned through hard experience. They are all true. They are not exaggerated. There is no elaboration. I have two rules for telling stories, which I reiterate everywhere I go. One is all the stories are true, and they all happen to me.
Okay.
And the reason for this is I have learned that true always trumps clever. And I wanted the stories to happen to me because everyone has their own version of the truth. And I needed first verification that this is my story. And I believe that even though we all have these remarkable stories that happen to us, there's also something universal in the human experience. And the more truthfully I could tell my story, the more other people could see their lives in my story and would have more universal appeal. For example, like the story I just told you about Groundhog Day and David Nichols. I know you guys don't know who David Nichols is. Nobody does. But in your life, you may have had that person that appeared out of nowhere in the crowd and gave you the thumbs up and said everything's going to be okay. And through a truthful telling of my story, you can see that event happening in your life.
You're listening to The Current's Morning Show, 89.3 The Current. Stephen Tobolowsky on the line, and you can see him tonight. It's a sold-out show, so if you're headed there, prepare for a lot of storytelling with Stephen Tobolowsky at the UBS Forum here at Minnesota Public Radio in St. Paul. Well, Stephen, we're going to have to let you go pretty soon here, but I would like it if you would tell me a story about one of your cats, because I heard that you are a cat lover.
Oh, dear. Okay. This is a quick one because I know we're running short of time. So last night I had a dream. I had a dream that I was in a movie and it was kind of like Three's Company. I was living in an apartment with two beautiful women. And in my dream, I woke up in my dream and there were two women in the movie theater with me with their heads on my shoulders. And I was very concerned. And I said, please, 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 my wife may come in. I don't want to upset her. You ladies, I don't know who you are. And then I really woke up and I had two cats sleeping on me. So the kitties had worked their way into my dream life, and I was seeing them as beautiful women. What does that mean about me?
It means you should probably go talk to someone, I think.
We'll talk to people tonight, I think.
Oh, thank you so much for taking the time to check in. Stephen Tobolowsky at the UBS Forum here at Minnesota Public Radio this evening. More information at thecurrent.org. Stephen, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jill.
89.3 The Current.